seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman. And there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach, perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there and bust the move. Brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do, she bust the move.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The lake effect snow showing no mercy on western New York, Pennsylvania, parts of Ohio. Now, ABC's Andrew Dimba reports there's more on the way.
This morning, as bitter cold extends into the deep south, an Alberta Clipper is sweeping down from Canada, bringing up to 2 feet of extra lake effect snow in parts of the north. Erie, Pennsylvania, already buried under 4 feet. Hundreds of cars abandoned, complicating snow removal. Soldiers digging out at Fort Drum, New York, where 57 inches fell. And farther south in Ohio, an emergency declared in several counties.
South Korea's opposition parties have moved to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over the short-lived martial law he imposed on Tuesday. Heavily armed troops encircled the parliament building before lawmakers climbed over the walls and re-entered. Sources confirmed to ABC News President-elect Trump has been discussing job of defense secretary with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis should Pete Hegseth not be confirmed. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The remains of Cassandra Ion have been found in Marathon County. A release from the State Department of Justice says Ion's body was found on private property near the city of Stratford. She went missing in October of 2020. 2 years later, her boyfriend, Jesus Contreras Perez, was found guilty of stalking and killing her. The 2024 Wisconsin deer gun harvest was able to overcome a slow start. Preliminary numbers from the Department of Natural Resources shows a 5% increase in harvested deer during the 2024 gun season compared to 2023. Those numbers also show a 2.5% increase in the number of licensed hunters this year. And a program aimed at helping Wisconsin residents caring for loved ones hits a milestone. The Wisconsin Wayfinder program has helped over 2,200 families and nearly 670 caregivers since it started last year. The Department of Health Services program connects caregivers of children with special needs with resources and experts.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
We have some big changes on the way today. Cloudy, light snow showers becoming windy with falling temperatures through much of the afternoon. We are going to drop into the teens by later today. Tonight, windy, partly cloudy, 9 with a wind chill in the single digits below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 22. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22. 99.7.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to December 4th.
December 4th, it's National Sock Day.
Today's National Sock Day.
What kind of sock?
What color socks are you wearing?
These are quality socks.
Socks or no socks?
Socks.
Socks.
He's not wearing socks.
I think those are my socks.
Socks. Cotton. Argyle. Blue.
I've also got tube socks.
Happy National Sock Day.
It's showtime.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:05 on Wednesday morning. Yes, I'm wearing socks. It's National Sock Day. We'll talk about calendar days later. Here's Whitney Houston on Max FM.
Time.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily joining you. We are having a fun technical morning already. We had a little bit of a glitch. I think we've got everything figured out. We're going to take a quick look at your weather forecast. Today, we are going to see snow flurries after 11 o'clock. Temperatures fall throughout today. Windy conditions starting this morning. We do expect to see wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour this afternoon, leading to a wind advisory from 2 p.m. to midnight. Temperatures are going to be cool this evening. We expect temperatures right around 9 degrees, wind chill values 10 below zero tonight. So you want to bundle up, you're prepared for that tomorrow morning. We're going to see wind chill values around 10 below to start the morning. It's going to turn sunny with a high of 23. Emily, a little bit of a cool day out there ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. And how about yourself?
I am doing great. A little frog in the throat, but that's okay. That's to be expected with this kind of, you know, change in the temperatures. And like you said, a little bit of wet weather coming your way. So I think everybody's probably going through the first, you know, onset of the winter type cold or sniffles if they haven't already. So beyond that, I am fantastic. Hello and good morning. Happy Wednesday to all our listeners out there. And yeah, it sounds like, you know, I really love the weather forecast like right away in the morning for us because it really gets me a chance to prepare for my week. So I have some movie plans tonight, which don't really matter too much, even though there may be some blistering, windy, and, you know, wet conditions, I still think making it to the movies might happen. So, but it is nice to know what the plan is. So everybody, if you do have plans to be out and about tonight, be careful, or, you know, switch them around if they're not, you know, super big plans, because there may be some slick conditions. Right, Dave?
Yeah, it could be a little bit. It's going to be the blowing stuff. We're not expecting a heavy accumulation in this area. Maybe south of here, we will see some accumulating snow into south of Dane County. That's kind of what the models look like right now. It's a little hard to tell yet because just with the wind conditions, temperature changes, and so forth. It's very interesting today, to say the least. We go from having some nice temps out there this morning and to watch them drop off. So should be okay tonight. The biggest thing to do is just bundle up in layers. The key is layers in Wisconsin. Yep.
I love how we're like in the position in the morning to like be the parents of everyone listening. Like, layer up, everybody. This is what the weather's going to be like. So, you know, make sure to bring your hat and your gloves, but make sure to maybe not wear your huge winter coat, but something underneath just in case with your other coat. You know, it's just great to be able to mom everybody. So thanks for putting up with us because it's kind of fun to be able to like take care of you all in that sense, because we do take, we do care for all of you. And in that, we want to show how much we love you, in that we want to send you a Christmas card with our goofy faces doing goofy stuff. So don't forget to text in your name and address to 608-355-9970, or go ahead and use the super convenient Civic Media app. You can find that on your Play Store or in your App Store, depending on what phone you use. Just search Civic Media. Our app pops up. It's red and blue. It says CM. It's super awesome. Click on that, and then it shows all of our stations. Scroll down almost to the bottom where you see that cute little mouse. Hit that guy, and then he'll open up to our app specifically for our station. And then you can go ahead and hit text and take care of business. Name and address, and you'll get an awesome Christmas card from Dave and Emily in the morning.
Yes, we had a lot of fun with that. And, you know, it was kind of funny. Last night I was out looking at some socials and found a funny Christmas card picture that another group had done. And, oh, my goodness, I'm glad Rhonda didn't see that beforehand.
Oh, did she, like, set them up to look super crazy? Because I'll have to look what you're talking about. Because
that one I sent you last night in our chat. Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That wouldn't have been happening. Let's put it that way. It was the awkward Christmas photo shoot. And yeah, that just didn't look comfortable from that Midwestern mom. I saw that. I'm glad Rhonda didn't see that beforehand. Oh, my gosh.
No, there might have been some like broken things, because that looked a little bit, yeah, difficult. I'll just put interesting. There's
interesting.
There,
yeah. It didn't look safe. So yeah, I got a chuckle out of that.
Yeah, no, yes. Thank you for sending that. I didn't know that's what you were talking about. Yeah, that was very funny. So yeah, we're working 24/7 to make you guys laugh out there. Just so you know, Dave and I are always coming up with goofy stuff and sending each other stuff to maybe be able to talk about in the morning, because pretty much that's just our personality. It's finding things that are funny, and now we have each other to share it with, and then you all to share it with. So it's really great. It's like this nice, beautiful circle that keeps coming together every day. So we're equally entertained by ourselves. So
yeah, we are, and we're just that goofy.
We want everyone to know it. So hopefully we were able to keep our jobs here on the morning show so we can keep sharing our goofiness with all of you, because we sure have a good time.
Yes, we do. And again, thank you to Rhonda for doing that photo shoot. And speaking of that, our big deal of the day is Rhonda's photo studio. Get half off a $500 certificate towards a mini photo shoot at Purple Lotus Studios. Shop local, stay big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our second big deal of our 12 big deals of Christmas. A $500 certificate at the Purple Lotus Studio today, and today only, just $250. Limited quantities available. So if this is something you're interested in, you want to get that in your cart now, because this will sell out and you don't want to miss out. So that is our big deal of the day. Not just Emily,
really
the big
fun.
Deal of the day.
Definitely check that out. Definitely check that out. Rhonda did a fabulous job. She's just super easy to work with and has great equipment and has some little accoutrements for, like, you know, things that you could kind of add to your photo shoot if you wished. But she's just really open and easy to work with. So thank you to Rhonda and Purple Lotus Studios for helping us out with our Christmas card photo shoot. But definitely check out the big deals of the day, because that's one of them on there today. Like Dave said, it will sell out. So, you know, things that are unique and rare tend to have, you know, they don't just go forever and ever. So you got to get them when the getting's good. So, yeah. So there's also something else coming up on the 29th that we want to mention, too, that that is a way to hang out with us and also be a good Packer fan. So the time is a little bit flexible, I believe, but essentially it is a Promote Green and Gold watch party with yours truly, Dave and Emily in the morning. You're going to be able to hang out with us and watch the Packer game. So it is, it's at Mike's Italian. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mike's Italian restaurant right here in Baraboo. I know Mike is excited about this. And yesterday we found out that the Packers may flex that time, or actually the NFL, because it is the Packers versus the Vikings. It's probably one of the better games of the day. So right now that game is scheduled for noon. I do expect that game probably will be bumped to the 3:25 time slot is my best guess on everything that I'm seeing and working with our sports experts around here as well. So that is my expectation, is that game will get bumped. So we'll know more maybe next week as to the exact timing of that game. I don't think it'll go Sunday night at this point because of the carriers that are having the games on. Can't say for sure. The NFL has a lot of flexibility at this time of the year. We have the Packers playing the Lions this Thursday night, and that's a must-win game for Green Bay. So we'll keep you in the loop, but Emily and I are going to be there. Packers watch party. Here's the cool part, Emily. We are raffling off two fantastic prizes. A Green Bay Packers
prizes.
Blanket.
Oh, that's so awesome. Everyone needs one of those. Let's be honest. It's cold. It's Wisconsin. We're Packer fans. It all goes together. Green Bay Packer blanket, everyone. We're going to be raffling that off. Come get it. What else you got?
We have a Jordan Love jersey.
Oh, that's so cool.
This just got delivered yesterday. I haven't even opened the box yet. But believe me, I'm opening the box. And unfortunately for Emily and I, we're not eligible to win because we work here.
I was just going to say, wait a minute. Can I enter the raffle? Are we going to do like the, you know, when you sell it? I don't know if you've ever sold raffle tickets, Dave, but I've done a lot of raffle ticket sales for like nonprofit stuff. And you spread your arms and you do like $20 or whatever for the arm span. So I don't know if we're going to do that, but that's the way that you can get usually the most amount of raffle tickets or most bang for your buck. So we don't get to buy them, huh? We're just selling them.
I think we may just, if you come, we'll give you a ticket. And we'll just randomly draw. Ooh. You don't even have to buy anything.
That's even better.
Yes.
Wow.
So
there'll
be pizza and drink specials that day. I'm going to be talking with Mike, kind of come up with maybe a pizza special that day that we'll come up with. And we're still working through all the logistics of that. But I'm excited about it. We wanted to talk about it today and get it on your calendar. So again, December 29th. Packers watch, or Green and Gold watch party with Dave and Emily. That is going to be at somewhere in the afternoon, most likely. We'll get an updated time to you all as soon as we know that. So we're going to watch a Green and Gold play. And so, yeah, I'm excited about that. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great time. Yeah,
yes,
we'll have
a
nice group of people there. The more the merrier in a situation like that. And like you said, we, you know, Mike will have some great specials. So we can definitely appreciate the small business there in Baraboo, give the restaurant some love, and, you know, he's going to show it back by giving, you know, the participants of this event some good specials. So it should be a good time. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll just keep our ear to the ground about the time, but in general, December 29th, Sunday, keep it on your calendar for us because we'd love to see you.
And I'm going to give you one hour hint. If you've not had the cheesy bread at Mike's, oh my goodness, you have to try it. Best ever. Anywhere I've been in my life, that is the best cheesy bread ever. So I'm not even kidding you. One of my favorite restaurants in town. So we're looking forward to partnering up with Mike for this. This is just Mike's amazing guy. And it's just so nice that we get to do this with him. And, we get to watch the green and the gold. That is the exciting part of this as well. So, and now Emily's going to be there with us as well. So I'm stoked about this. And raffle prizes, win a Jordan Love jersey.
Love that. We're going to have such a great time. It's going to be perfect. We're going to have fun. We're going to cheer everybody on. And people are going to win stuff. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's all kinds of stuff that we're getting into. Again, don't forget to text your name and address into us to get a Christmas card in the mail. like I was saying yesterday, super competitive. I'm not going to say what the numbers of cards we have going out already, but I want to see it be more because we want to show more love to more people out there by way of getting a card. I mean, things receiving things in the mail is kind of, you know, starting to be a little bit of a thing of the past. So it is so fun to get something in the mail still. I love it, especially cards. Christmas time, you get more cards than maybe any other time of the year. So just add to that love. All you have to do is text us with your name and address, and we will send you a card with our goofy faces on it because it's fun. And we want to celebrate with you in the mail.
Yes, we do. So we're looking forward to that. So, Emily, you'll be back with me at 7:40. We're going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds like a plan.
It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Did you know cases of preventable diseases, including measles and whooping cough, are spreading in Wisconsin? Cases of whooping cough are 5 times higher than last year. Get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. And vaccines are essential. Talk to an SSM health provider or pharmacist today and make sure your family is up to date. Visit SSMHealth.com to learn more.
Dorfhaus Supper Club in Roxbury reminds you that we depend on our military overseas to serve and protect our nation. Honor them with a gift from home. If you don't know how to send a package to our troops, visit sendacarepackagetoday.com to find out how. This from Dorfhaus Supper Club on County Highway Y in Roxbury, 3 miles southeast of Sauk City. Like them on Facebook and stop by for great food and good times. Happy holidays.
Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 731 with the Proclaimers on Max FM.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 7:34 on Wednesday morning with the Proclaimers. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about those at 7:40 this morning with our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. Also, as a reminder, you can also text us at 608-355-9970. Christmas card with your name and address, and we will hook you up with a Max FM Christmas card. We will also be giving away a Flock of Seagulls tickets to the Crystal Grand on December 14th. We will talk about that shortly, so be ready. Make sure you have that free Civic Media app ready to go on your mobile device. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time. Guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Bucks blew out the Pistons 128-107 to win their seventh straight and improved to 4-0 in NBA Cup play. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 28, Damian Lillard 27 as the Bucks hit 56% from three-point range in the win. 11th-ranked Badgers dropped their Big Ten opener, falling to number 23 Michigan 67-64 at the Kohl Center. John Tanjay had 18, John Blackwell was 16, but the Badgers hit just 6 of 27 from distance and had no answer for Michigan's two bigs inside. Packers coaching legend Mike Holmgren threw to the next round of the Pro Football Hall of Fame voting. He was selected as the coaching finalist for the 2025 class. Former Packers wideout Sterling Sharp, also a finalist in the seniors category. Packers wrapped up the practice week yesterday and will head for Detroit today to face the Lions in a big NFC North showdown tomorrow night. Packers need a win to split the series and keep their divisional title hopes alive. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We have some big changes on the way today. Cloudy, light snow showers becoming windy with falling temperatures through much of the afternoon. We are going to drop into the teens by later today. Tonight, windy, partly cloudy, 9 with a wind chill in the single digits below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 22. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf, 7:40 on Wednesday morning. Emily, it is that time to talk about celebrity birthdays and anniversaries.
I love birthdays and anniversaries because you know what? It's about people celebrating each other and celebrating themselves. And everybody should be doing that when it's their day.
Yes, they should. So as a reminder, if you are celebrating your birthday anniversary, know someone that is, you still have time to text that into us, 608-355-9970. Speaking of texting, Emily, they have a chance to win a flock of seagulls tickets. What do they need to do?
They need to text in Flock of Seagulls, right? Just that's it. Flock of Seagulls, and you'll get tickets. Maybe. Text to win tickets. It's not an even out. Let's be careful here. It's not just Flock of Seagulls, and then you get Flock of Seagulls tickets. Not quite that easy. We'd like to make it that easy, but it's not that easy. It's not like when you come see the Packer game with us on television at Mike's Italian restaurant that you get a raffle ticket when you walk in the door, but at least this way you have a chance to win Flock of Seagull tickets. So text to win Flock of Seagull tickets, 608-355-9970, or through the very convenient Civic Media app.
We can't make it any easier. So Flock of Seagulls, December 14th at the Crystal Graham Music Theater. Text in for your chance to win those tickets. We will notify winners after 9 o'clock this morning. You need to do it before 8:50 this morning. Emily, who do you see on our celebrity birthday list today?
Oh, there's so many good ones. I'm going to pick a couple of the musical artists that I see here. Jelly Roll is 40. If you don't know who he is, I don't know where you've been.
Right.
Singer, big song Save Me, but there's so many other ones. So happy birthday, Jelly Roll, 40. You hit the good time in your life, man. I think everything is literally going to be downhill for you at this point because you already kind of made it. So happy birthday to Jelly Roll. Jay-Z. Jay-Z, happy birthday. You're 55 today. So he kind of made it past the milestone and is literally going into the what is it called? The golden years.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. But we'll play some Jay-Z and Beyonce
break. Be great. That would be great. If you're Jay-Z, whatever. I think age is always relative, but I think if you're a celebrity, it definitely is relative in a different way because you're still kind of, you know, living in that nightlife, if you will, and a little bit, probably living a little bit faster than the rest of us who would maybe some of us who might be 55 or some kind of age over 30. Okay. So anyway, moving on. Let's see. Tyra Banks is 51. That's crazy. It's crazy to see these people and how old they are. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Right.
Marissa Tomei is 60. Like, what?
Aunt May in the new Spider-Man movies?
She looks like she's like 35. Yeah. Marissa Tomei, plays Aunt May in the new Spider-Man movies. And I had no idea she was 60. I honestly thought she was probably in her 40s or maybe 50s. So way to go, Marissa.
Well, and here's another one that shocks me. Chelsea Noble is 60. Kate on Growing Pains. She married Kirk Cameron both on and off the show.
Oh,
interesting little tidbit of information right there.
Oh my God. Wow. 60. Growing Pains. Gosh, I watched that every time it was on when I was a kid. It was one of my favorites. That and Family Ties, of course. Here's a big one. Jeff Bridges. The dude is 75. Like,
I can't believe it.
75. I mean, the dude as a character, obviously, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you crawl out from under that rock you're under because he played the Big Lebowski. Yes, it was in the early 2000s, but who cares? It was such a legendary movie. I don't know anyone, and maybe I just run in certain circles, who have not seen this movie like 5 times. Like, it is what it is. People have created, you know, probably there's like podcasts out there being the dude. There's all kinds of stuff happening, but he was also in The Old Man, which was a Hulu series. And winner for Crazy Heart, Best Actor. So Jeff Bridges is really just a phenomenal actor. So happy birthday to you, Jeff.
I can't believe he's 75. That just totally shocks me. And then here's one. Max Baer Jr., 87, Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Whoa, dude's still kicking? Oh,
yes!
My God. That's fantastic. The Beverly Hillbillies was like way before my time. Like, I caught it, but it was on syndication. And it was just, I remember thinking about that show. I think it was in like black and white, or maybe it was just.
It was. No, it was.
Well, okay. It was.
Yeah, no. And so here's another one that's going to blow your socks off. Wink Martindale is 91. The amazing host of Tic Tac Toe
You heard me right. God. Wink Martindale, 91 years old today. I was in shock looking at this list today, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh my goodness. I didn't realize that Max Baer was still around, let alone Wink Martindale. That shocks me.
I think that's great. Cause again, I think you live like the fast life, right? When you're in,
right.
When you're in show business. So I feel like making it through that far is really quite impressive, because they lived through all kinds of different kinds of, you know, show business. It wasn't like it is now. I mean, I don't know which one is more exhausting, but like, I'm sure they're all exhausting, but that's just, and I got to give it to you, man. What kind of name is Wink? Is that like his birth name? Like, that's so cool.
I don't know.
That, I mean, who gets named Wink 91 years ago?
Yeah.
It's a crazy name. I love it. It's got to be a showbiz name. Good for him either way.
I assume so. I mean, a lot of celebrities do have those names. I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to. And a lot of radio people do, too. I mean, everyone is shocked. Yes. I am really Dave, for anyone that's curious.
And I mean, Emily.
Yeah. We're really us.
And this is really how we behave. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they let us be on the radio like this. It's really crazy. We're so lucky.
Yeah, we behave like this in person. Anyone that was at our remote a few weeks ago at Back Road Baraboo Motors does know that this is how we roll. And when during the photo shoot on Monday, yes, this is how we this is how we are.
Yes. I mean, yeah, if you catch us around town, you're gonna find this. Very, very nice people we are, but definitely sassy, definitely goofy, and you know, just life is hard, right? Life is wonderful. So you just like, you know, try to have the best time that you can. And like our normal statement, on all seriousness, bring joy, choose joy, be kind. And I'm not trying to say that in a sarcastic tone at all. It just came out that way. Literally, you know, be kind. That's our mantra here, right?
It is. It really is. And that's how we roll. And before we forget, we do have a local birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday to Georgia. It is her birthday today, the one and only Georgia. And so I know it's her birthday. And so I'm not going to say how old she is, because I don't want her kicking my behind later. So happy birthday, Georgia.
Mess with the playlist and see if you can find, Georgia, that song that's so beautiful. It was done by so many people. You've got to have it in there somewhere. So maybe you can dedicate it to Georgia. And Georgia, if he can pull it off, that song's for you. If he can't, we can just play
it. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't pull that one off.
Come on.
All we have is a Georgia Satellites, and that's the only thing I've got in our collection today. So
At least you tried.
Yeah, I tried. I mean, we are going to have Jay-Z, though. I mean, we're going to have him and Beyonce. I mean, had to get that into the playlist this morning. But before we forget again, you have a chance to win Flock of Seagull tickets. What do they need to do, Emily?
Seagull tickets. Woo, woo, woo. I don't know if that's the name that seagulls, or the sound that seagulls make. But in the thought of that seagull taking that sandwich from me when I was out east, go ahead and text to win. Just write in seagulls, Flock of Seagulls. Of Seagulls, Flock. I think we'll know what you're talking about. Text in to 608-355-9970 or use the very convenient Civic Media app. Text in Flock or Seagulls or Flock of Seagulls. Or you know what? Have some fun. Go backwards. Seagulls of Flock. I don't care. But we'll know what you're talking about. You win. You will have a chance to win tickets to the Flock of Seagulls show. So please do so. Also text to win while you have your phone out. Go ahead. Text to win. Yeah, text to win. A Christmas card in the mail.
Yes.
Name on it. All you have to do is put your name and address on there and write Christmas or card Christmas. You know, why don't you try to confuse us in the morning and see if we can figure it out? Because I bet we can, because we drink coffee.
And we can confuse ourselves pretty easily as well. It doesn't take much. So, yeah, that Christmas card is going to be fun. Trust us. And we do want to take a moment and say thank you to Rhonda from Purple Lotus Studios for helping us out with that. And yes. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local and save big. Half off a $500 certificate to Purple Lotus Studios. Today only. Limited quantities are available. So shop local, save big, MaxFMBigDeals.com. Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:10.
Looking forward to it, Dave. See you then.
It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Thinking about celebrating the upcoming holidays as a healthy new you? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce appetite, and increase fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy and injections to supercharge your energy levels, help with migraines, pain relief, life, and more. Go to RemedyMeIV.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Welcome to the second day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. Today's deal is a $500 gift certificate from Purple Lotus Studios in downtown Baraboo. Purple Lotus Studios specializes in empowering photography for women. Professional makeup and hair is included, along with three fully edited digital images. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a $500 gift certificate for just $250. Today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
Maximum hits.
Crazy, baby.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More snow on the way for parts of the Great Lakes that have already been socked. Parts of western New York and western Pennsylvania, as well as northern Ohio, still digging out from as much as 4 feet of snow. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says it's not just the northern part of the country dealing with the winter weather either.
Snow accumulating in Charlotte, North Carolina for the first time in more than 1,000 days. And today, parts of the state could see record low temperatures. Freeze